My name is Gail Markham. I was born in St. Petersburg, Florida. I had a very challenging childhood. My mother had four children. By the time she was 23 or 24 years old, she was a stay-at-home mom, and my father abused her physically many times, and also I was abused sexually by my father, and when he went on his alcoholic binges, he would beat her up so she would flee with her children, and then we would have to go live with relatives until we could get our feet on the ground again. And then my father did repent and begged her to come back and promised to change, and so she would bring us back, and we would start all over again. My father made sure that she could not have a job and had no money and could not go to school. When I saw that happening, I made a conscious choice not to live like that as an adult. So I went to my guidance counselor in high school, and I said, I want to go to college, and will you help me? And so we started making applications. I decided that I wanted to go to the University of Florida and be a teacher. I was accepted. I went ahead and enrolled. Back in the 60s, we were expected to be a teacher or a nurse. And I did start teaching in the public schools up in Maryland because I got married after my second year of University of Florida. So I pursued my studies up at the University of Maryland. And I found that teaching just wasn't what I needed. I was fortunate enough to take an accounting course. I was one of the few that survived that initial course. Went on to take the second one in law and economics and all the other courses in the accounting curriculum. I said to myself, this is what I want to do. I want to be a CPA. So I finished up at the University of Maryland with a degree in accounting. And then I headed back to Florida to get a job. The firm that I worked for when I got started straight out of school was in Fort Myers. It was still a very interesting and challenging environment because it really wasn't treated equally. And when it came time for them to discuss partnership with me, they made a comment to the effect that, well, women, we don't think a woman should be a partner here because then they have to make decisions, and we're not sure about that. Well, that was totally offensive to me, but it gave me the impetus to walk out the door and start my own firm. I started my own CPA practice in 1979. I decided that I really didn't want to be a generalist in accounting. I wanted to be a forensic CPA. And so I started testifying in court as a forensic CPA. About 8 years ago, Judge Jim Seals, I would testify in his court. He approached me one day and said, I need you to help me with something. He says, this is what I want to do. I have done my research and I found a wonderful program. It's a statewide nonprofit called the PACE Center for Girls. And the acronym for PACE is Practical Academic Cultural Education. It's gender specific for very at-risk girls who are acting out because of bad things that have happened to them. There's 16 centers in the state, but we do not have one here in Lee County. Then, after I told Judge Seals my story of being abused by my father, which is something I never spoke about, he says, oh my goodness, this is divine intervention. You are the person. So he asked me to chair PACE from the very beginning, and he and I co-founded the Lee County PACE Center for Girls together. We've served over 500 girls. They've either been abandoned, abused, or neglected. The girls are going there instead of going to what they would consider to be the regular school. And our goal is to get them healthy again, rebuild their self-esteem through the counseling and through one-on-one help in their school. Having lived with the abuse and seeing what happened to my mother and how it affected my siblings and me, I totally understand what the mission is. I relate. I'm passionate about it because I am one of those base girls.